Most of it never did. I mean, we never did cut down none of much. I think they make pretty good post.
Yeah.
That walnut really makes a post. That's how I went with a heap of your walnut trees. Is people cut them down, bust them up, fence post.
Yeah. You were talking about tall ones too. And other types of trees, oaks or.
Well, there's oak here and pine and hickory and red oak and white oak.
Do you have that big tree with big balls on it, white?
That's a
shiny limbs.
That must have been a gum tree, sweet gum, black gum.
Sycamore,
yeah, that's right. We used to, some sycamore trees. And it, right tomorrow, we used to have these old big trees around. Oh, what's the name of the tree? Tell you go and gather fruit off them. Be wild in the woods. What's the name of them things, buddy? Them old big old trees. You know, you go in the woods, you find one of them trees. A chinkapin tree. We used to have a heap of down, good gather chinkapins, and nothing was that a chestnut tree. Used to have a heap of down around about in places. People, when they're making them, they go to them and gather them chestnuts.
Any apples?
Yeah, we had a right spot of apples.
All right. Now, what about wild stuff that would grow? Would you ever have any kind of berries? What kind of berries do you
have? Well, you'd have the dewberry, the blackberry, about the biggest berry.
Mm-hmm.
You still got plenty of them growing.
Any of the red ones?
Well, they'd be red, and then they'd, when they got ripe, they'd be black.
Yeah, I mean raspberries, strawberries.
Well, now they raise strawberry because they come off in a little bush, you know, you plant them in your garden, the strawberries.
Yeah.
You used to have a heap of patches around in the woods of wild strawberries. They wouldn't be too big, but they'd have a good flavor.
There's some berries in the woods that are, you can't eat them there.
Oh, poison?
Yeah. Is there any stuff that'll make you break out here? Do you get that?
Yeah, there's some poison oak.
Okay.
It doesn't make you.
What does that look like?
It's kind of a vine that goes around in the woods. I mean, runs around in the woods. And they have.
Did you ever hear of people taking parts of trees that were, you know, the underground, digging them up and making anything out of them, tea or something? Did they ever give you any old?
Yeah, there's, I think it's a white sassafras tree. They dig it up and make tea out of it. I think it's the white one, ain't it? I think not the one of them ain't good for you. I think it's the red one. I believe it's the white one that you
dig
up all the roots and make you some tea.
You all let him sample your yellow root tea out there made for your kidney.
And then they got some vine and wood that he's gonna dig it up and boil it and make a tea out of it and say, drinking it's good for you.
Did they ever give you any sort of old remedies like that you remember?
When I was a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd have different old home remedies. They'd, I'd forgot what all, they'd make you some tea out of it and make you drink it and different things for cold. I don't forgot what all kind of roots or herbs there were. The old folks are bad at such a man. Well, I guess they inherited back from the Indian days, imagine.
They would give you these when you had.
Bad cold or stomach ache or something.
That's interesting.
It is.
Now, what about sort of things they would give you, say, if you got a cut or something like that, or if you had a.
Well, a heap of times you've got a bad cut, they'd. They get spider webs and do it up and different things and make it heal or something about it.
Spider webs?
I heard of it. Ain't you, buddy?
Yeah.